Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Someone Like You by Lauren Lane. Narrated by Rebecca Estrella. Part 1. Chapter 1. Lincoln, you know that I love you like a brother, but if you make a move on my sister, I will end you. Lincoln Mathis took a slow sip of his cocktail as he studied the fierce bride-to-be. I hope Cassidy knows how lucky he is. You're so delicate and gentle. Emma Sinclair, soon to be Emma Cassidy as of this time tomorrow, lifted one elegantly manicured fingernail and flicked his chest. Promise, Lincoln, no hitting on Daisy. I don't hit on women. Emma gave him a look. He held up his free hand in surrender. I don't. They come to me. I'm like the stamen. Emma stared at him with wide, slightly accusatory brown eyes. The what? The stamen. The pollen-producing part of the flower, Sinclair. Don't you watch the Discovery Channel? Animal Planet? I just saw a fascinating documentary on bees. See, when the bees land on a flower, their little feet pick up pollen from the stamen. Mathis, are you talking to my fiancé about semen? Alex Cassidy asked, coming up beside Emma and setting a possessive hand on her waist. Stamen, Lincoln clarified. Not semen. Honestly, is sex all you people think about?
Yes.
This came from Riley Compton, a brunette bombshell whose status as New York's foremost sexpert meant she had zero qualms about discussing sex at her best friend's rehearsal dinner. And, you know, actually, the stamen is rather sexual. I saw that bee documentary, too, because these are the sorts of things you do when you're nursing a never-satisfied baby, by the way. And the stamen is a flower's male reproductive organ. Sexy, right? Emma inserted the arm not holding her champagne flute between the two of them. Guys, it's my wedding weekend. Can we not talk about flower boners?
Fair enough, bride, Lincoln said. What do you want to talk about? Cassidy's boner?
Alex Cassidy choked into his champagne.
There will be no boner discussion, Emma said.
Lincoln and I were just having a chat about how Lincoln will be maintaining his distance from my sister. Speaking of flowers, where is Daisy? Riley asked, scanning the room.
Running late.
Knowing my sister, her dress had a slight crease from the suitcase, and she won't make an appearance until every wrinkle's banished, every hair's in place, and there's not a speck of lint anywhere.
Gosh, however will I keep my hands to myself?
Lincoln muttered.
Lincoln, I swear to God.
He's messing with you, Em,
Cassidy said, carefully tugging his fiancée away from Lincoln.
Don't let him press your buttons. And, Lincoln, man, what is with that drink?
Lincoln glanced down.
It's called a jasmine. Gin, lemon, some Campari.
It's pink, Cassidy observed.
Right. You want one?
Cassidy rolled his eyes.
I'll stick with champagne, thanks. Oh, shit. There's my grandma waving us over. Emma, you up for a talk about the state of your uterus?
Emma groaned.
Oh, no. I thought she'd agreed to wait until after the wedding to talk about my eggs.
I'll go with you, Riley said. As the only one in our little group of friends who's ever pushed a human skull out of my...
Okay, I'm going to expand my taboo list, Emma said. No talking about boners, flowers, or vaginas.
Fine, Riley said as she entwined her arm in Emma's and started leading her toward Cassidy's grandma. But if Graham starts talking about fertility, just follow my lead.
Lincoln smiled as he watched his friends walk away. He could follow, certainly, help run interference, but new mom Riley was a far better choice for this particular bridal party duty. Besides, as best man, Lincoln had enough to worry about. The ring, reconfirming transportation to the church tomorrow, the speech that he was going to slay